Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Benny. We are grateful and thankful to God to be with you all this week. We have been missing in action for the past few weeks as we have been transitioning to a new state in order to take a hold of the assignment that God has placed on our lives. We are elated. That's just no other words. We are elated at the favor of God that has been extended and continues to be extended to us as we move forward, believing God. And so this evening, as we are, as I shared, in a mode of transition, we want to share with you from the topic, Just Do It. Just do it. So, Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, giving you glory, honor, and praise for this, another empowerment moment. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher on tonight. We thank you for what nation of your power to take place in our midst, even here in this home on tonight. We thank you for clearing the airways, oh God. We thank you that those who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying. God, we glorify you. Holy Spirit, we thank you now. We thank you now, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. We count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, we bless God right off the bat. Amen. We have some who have called in on tonight. If at any time you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1, and we will gladly bring you live with us. Praise God. Praise God. So, again, our topic this evening is Just Do It. And we know Nike coined the phrase many years ago, Just Do It, with their Nike swoosh. And it worked for them, and their intent was to grow their brand. And it worked. But tonight, our Just Do It is centered around the scripture, which comes from Jeremiah 29:11, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Oh, I love that scripture. That scripture I've held dear to me, close to me, for many years as a part of my journey of empowerment. But we're transparent. We keep it real. We've been moving, my husband and I. We've been relocating, and we've been instructed by God. And we have been declaring God will provide all of our needs, and he has been doing it. But then a glitch happened. And I don't say that, oh, the enemy is busy. I say a glitch happened. A bump occurred in the road. And when this bump occurred, I will admit, it threw me off. It even got me flustered a little bit. But I had to be reminded about who God is and what God had spoken about doing what he said do. And so in the midst of that, I'm not proud because pride comes before a fall, and I don't want that to be the case where I'm making myself vulnerable for the enemy to try to entrap us because we are proud. It's not pride. But we are so reliant upon God that we don't always seek out help from sources outside of now. And even as I'm saying these words out of my mouth, I'm reminded in the word that he has no hands in the earth and no feet in the earth but us. We are his mouthpieces in the earth. We are his extension in the earth, and we operate with the expectation that he will provide. However, in that moment of the bump in the road, I lost focus for a very quick moment about him not only being my source, but the resource, and that by him, through him, the leading of the Holy Spirit and obeying that which I hear, that the flow continues. I remember reading in the book by Julian Young, The Kingdom Paradigm, A Blueprint for Successful Living in the Kingdom of God. There is a chapter called The Law of Expectation. And I went back and I looked at it again tonight, because as kingdom citizens, as kingdom ambassadors, as leaders in God's kingdom, there should be a high level of expectation for what God has spoken to manifest. I want y'all to hear me and hear me well, that when you're living according to God's will, plan, and purpose for your life, victorious living also always begins with the way we choose to view ourselves in life. It depends upon how we view those bumps in the road. It depends on how we view anything that would come up that is seeming to push us contrary to what has been spoken by God. And sometimes when we are not responding correctly, when we're not moving according to what the Spirit is saying, we will cause ourselves to miss that which should have been expected. Okay, God, I'm guilty. Thank you. Thank you for the moment of recovery. God, I'm thanking you for the moment of recovery. I was at a moment, y'all. I was at a moment where I was like, God. And he said, but I shall supply all of your needs. Why are you stumbling? Why are you stuttering? Why are you doubting? I'm God, and I'm not going to change being God. If I said that I was going to do it, then you should expect me to do just what I say. And when our expectation is fully active, when our expectation is fully active, it will impact the way that we operate. It will influence the way we think, the way that we function, and the way that we determine the actions that we'll take in order to get a positive outcome. Even when things look a little different, even when things are feeling a little awkward, we still have to operate with the expectation that God is going to do what he said he would do. And we talk about faith often. The word is, now faith is. Faith is being sure of what is hoped for and certain of what we do not see. And so when God said, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me this afternoon, this evening, just do it, he was saying, Valerie, you might not see it. You might not see it right now, but trust me. Have faith that what I have spoken will come to pass. Have faith that the expectation that I have set in place for you and your husband and your obedience to moving where I sent you to is going to happen. Trust me. Because in God's mind, when we operate with the mind of Christ, there is a solution for any and everything that we face. But we have to be operating according to the mind of Christ and not operating on our flesh, not thinking it according to what we see and what we feel, but trusting God. We're overcomers. When we just do what God says, what his word says, what the Holy Spirit says, y'all, we can overcome anything. I had the wonderful experience this weekend to serve with some of our leaders from Bluefield College, where I work, where we went and fellowships with Highlands Fellowship at their Bristol campus and at their Abingdon campus as they are launching a new educational endeavor in their ministry. And it was so powerful for me to see all shapes, sizes, and colors come together to worship God. And I listened to their lead pastor talk about how they had envisioned doing what they launched on today, this weekend, how this had been envisioned many years ago. But it took a process. It took believing that what God spoke and what it needed to be. And it has come to pass now in such a way that for those who are connected to that ministry and want to continue their education, it's been made so easy. It's been made so easy. And I was like, oh, my God, this, them obeying, them just doing it has opened up an opportunity to be a blessing to so many people. And the Holy Spirit said not only will it bless them, but this will cause others to want to be a part of the ministry and the momentum that's taking place in that fellowship. And I said, God, why am I looking at this? Why is it important that I see this now? He said, because Valerie, you don't understand that what I've given you and Benny to do is something that I'd spoken years ago. Thank you, Father. Something that I'd spoken years ago. Something before you even understood my plan for your life. That is a part of your hope and your future for you and your husband. And I need you to understand that everything that you need, I will provide. Even though you don't see it, even though the journey has not been made 100% clear, you have to just do what I say. Just maintain your obedience to what I'm speaking to you, even when it's uncomfortable. And that's where it gets me, y'all, because I'll do anything, but sometimes I am very uncomfortable and seeking help from others. I will do and do and do and do and not sleep and do and do and do. And it's not that I don't trust people, but I feel like if I can do it, I'm not going to bother anybody else to do it. If I can figure out a way, I'll just figure out the way and I won't bother. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, this is not a work that's just for you to do. And he said there has to be something set in place that when you move over into the next thing, who's going to come in behind you? And if you're not pouring into them and allowing others to pour into you, then what vessel will be prepared? He said, Valerie, I need you to just do it. And I was sharing with my husband about the blessing of obedience. When we just do what the Holy Spirit says to just do, and we stop murmuring, and we stop complaining, and we stop second-guessing the move of God in our lives, the benefit, y'all, is like nothing else you could ever imagine. Oh, God, I thank you. Okay, we have several callers on the line on this evening. Please, I'm grateful for those of you who are here. Press one, and I'll bring you live because you all can testify to what just doing it has done in your life, in your obedience to what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you in your day-to-day journey with God as you are becoming who God has called you to be. Please press one so that I can bring you live. Amen. Do you believe the word? I pose that question, and I should know that the answer is yes, of course. Valerie, we believe the word of God. Then I'm going to ask you, do you really believe the word? Yeah, Valerie, I do. And I'm really talking to myself because I say I believe the word. Stand that the word of God is actually the King's law that have been spoken to us through men and women who were tasked with penning this Bible for us to read, to give us instructions for daily living. I understand also that the word is given to us to give us a greater understanding of where we are, what we're experiencing, and the things to come. Even with that, I have found myself Y'all, I'm growing. Can I just say that with you? I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I am still growing. I am still learning. I'm still striving to be everything that God has called me to be. And especially in our transition, I am striving with everything in me, my husband and I both, to make sure that we do everything according to how God has spoken, how the Holy Spirit has revealed it to us, so that we don't misstep, so that we don't mismanage what it is that God is doing in our lives, so that we're able to operate in the favor that's being unleashed upon us. For each of us, our lives have been predestined. Our lives have been predestined. The Word of God said that before He placed us in our mother's womb, He knew us. He called us to greatness even before we were placed in our mother's womb. Can you imagine that? That this mindset, this kingdom mindset of just doing it according to God's will, plan, and purpose for our lives, the mindset that we have as believers in God's kingdom, that we're utilizing the word, that we're operating in a spirit of expectation, and that because of us operating with that mindset, because of us obeying the word of God, because of us taking heed to those things that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, because we are doing it God's way, that we're experiencing life. An old hymn, you know, said that though the storms keep on raging in my life, my soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored in the Lord. And that's to me, that to me just speaks of that mindset of just doing it. Things are going to happen. Trials and tribulations are going to come. The word tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God. The word tells us, don't be weary in well-doing, for you will reap in due season if you faint not. Just remember His word. His word. His word will never return void. It will always accomplish that which God sent it to do. And if He's spoken to you, if He's given you instruction, if He's imparted something, if He's given you insight on something, do it. Just do it. Just do it. I was, yeah, I'm not going to call it tested. I was challenged. I was challenged even in this day. I had to do something that I don't do. I don't do. But I had to just do it. Because that's what was spoken to me, to just do it. Don't question me, just do it. And I did. I did it with expectation because that's what He said. And because I did. Because I operated in expectation, because I followed that which was desired, began to manifest in a suddenly manner. And the Holy Spirit is saying to each of us who's listening on tonight, there are some things that are now happening suddenly because you said yes, because you rerouted, because you realigned, because you made the necessary changes to be in the place you needed to be at this season of your life, to open up things that had been dammed, to go through doors that had seemed to be shut, to receive from open windows that had been nailed down. Because you did it, now God's doing for you the same way that He's doing for us. He's now doing for you because you said yes. God, I'll do it. Do it your way. I will obey you. I will question you. Father, I will not doubt you. Father, I will not complain. Father, but I will do what you said. And if you do it with expectation, y'all, Know that his word is power. Word tells us life and death is in the power of the tongue. When you use your tongue to speak the word of God and to speak life into whatever situation you may be facing, guess what? Life comes. It comes. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited on so many different levels at this very moment, even with what we've faced on these last few days, the challenges that have come up. They taught us some lessons. These things have humbled us even greater, but it has prepared us for what's to come in a very tangible way. In a very tangible way. I want to share with you all in just doing it. Back in 2012, I began writing my first book. And in December of 2017, I had content completed for that first book 5 years later. 5 years later. And I've been processing since that time until this day on March 18th, 2018. The covers have been created and should be attached later this evening, if not today, on tomorrow. And our first book, My Reality Revealed, The Journey of Empowerment, will be going to the publishers prayerfully ready for sale on Amazon.com the first week of April, if not before. And you all are the first to hear that. But we are excited for what God is doing. And for me to just do it. I struggled with this book for several years, because I kept trying to do it the way I thought it needed to be done, and I didn't do it the way that Holy Spirit was speaking. But when I got the clarity, I just did it. And I kept writing, and I just did it, and I kept writing, and I just did it. And now we've come to a place where it's actually going to be birthed and released. And we're excited. I say that to you all because there's some of you on the line on tonight that God has given you something several years ago, but for whatever reason, you laid it aside. You made up excuses why you couldn't get to it. You made up excuses on why, what. I mean, you just, and I say that because I know what I did. I'm not saying that your journey has been like mine, but I procrastinated in the process. And I understand now that that even had purpose, because there were still some things that God needed to show me about me. There were still some things that he needed to show me about me, that I would be in a place of wholeness, not just healed, but whole, so that when I say that I have been empowered to empower others, I can say that with assurance, that God has done a work in me to empower me, to strengthen me in my walk, to give me clarity, to give me discernment, to give me the needed boost of strength so that I'm able to walk in the authority and the dominion that God has placed me in the earth to do, to bring about change. My husband and I, to bring about change in the region that he sent us to. And guess what, y'all? We're going to just do it. We're going to just do it. I have Prophet Nina. I hope you're in a place that you can come online. Amen. Minister Angela, I see you on the line. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. Prophet Nina, if you're able, please press 1. Thank you so much. God bless you.
How are you this evening?
Thank you, Prophet.
Yes, I'm here.
God bless you. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. We've got about 4 minutes. Just give one short testimony to our listeners about the difference that Just Do It has done for you?
Oh, wow. There are just so many. And I guess I'll just give you the most recent one. And I think it was after our birthing experience. I woke up Thursday morning, of course, going to Holy Spirit for direction and with regard to, you know, how my day was going to start, what I should wear, and even the direction I should travel to get to work. And Holy Spirit told me to take 17, and I didn't have to be at work until 8. And usually if I take 17 and I have to be at work at 8, there's a lot of sun in my eyes, a whole lot of traffic. And I got down to where I usually, or where I would need to make the left to hit 17. But I was in the right lane to go 64. And just as I was approaching, I could see that the light was going to change in 5 seconds. And so I was obedient, and instead of going right, I went left and took the path that Holy Spirit had directed. And it was the most joyous ride of no traffic, no heavy sunlight in my eyes. And I actually arrived to work 10 minutes earlier than when I normally arrive. And so I just knew that that was a result of my obedience to him. And it's just so simple, listening to direction and how to get to work. And when I spoke with a coworker, there was an accident on 64. Granted, it was in the westbound. We are traveling east, but traffic on the eastbound side was backed up as well. And it took her an extra 45 minutes to get to work that morning. So it's just, he does miraculous, wonderful things. And if we just simply listen to his word and listen for his guidance, I mean, it was just an amazing ride, and I guess just confirmation that he is there to provide us needed direction, and what he tells us is never wrong. It's just always what it is, what we need to do at that given moment. So I'm just thankful for discernment and the ability to understand and to move when he says move.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. See, y'all, just do it. Even when you don't understand, even when it doesn't always make sense, just do it. Listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Obey what you hear. You don't have to see it. You don't have to know what the expected end is. But if you do it that way, you always, always, always benefit. Amen. We thank you all for joining us. We thank you for those who were in the chat room and for those who are on the line. We're grateful for those who have listened to the archives and our absence, but know that we're back. We'll be live on Sunday evening at 8:00 p.m. and I am excited. There will be information regarding the book posted on my Facebook page and on our website, empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. And be waiting. I'm ready to take pre-orders in the next week. The book will be $15. Again, it's My Reality Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment. Until next week, it is our prayer that you will do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, you will take the responsibility to empower others, that you will obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, and you will do what God says without murmuring and complaining, but giving him all the glory, honor, and praise. God bless you all. We love you. Good night.